This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. And somewhat the Free Talk Live is going to be here until July the 3rd. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming to an end, but Porkfest is beginning unofficially, because it has no official date. Unofficially, it's beginning Monday on June the 27th, I believe, and it's lasting until July the 3rd. So come down and hang out with the Free Talk Live crew. You can find out more about the festival at forkfest.party. It is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Hits the stand as forkfest.party. Well, with me today is, well, with you today is Aria and the Captain, and we're joined by Roger Roots of Lysander Spooner University. Is that correct?
Yeah, LysanderSpoonerUniversity.com.
So tell us about that and your liberty activism.
Well, of course, I'm a long,
can you get closer to the mic? Sorry, we didn't prep you in advance. Can you get closer to the mic? Sorry, we didn't prep you in advance.
I've been involved in a lot of libertarian things over the years, active in the Libertarian Party. I was on the platform committee, the National Platform Committee at one time. And I'm a lawyer. I do liberty legal work. And I've...
That's right. You were the attorney on the Bundy case. Is that correct?
I should say I was one of many. Yes, I was.
I imagine, there were probably...
There were dozens. Actually, I do most of my work behind the scenes, so I work for the Brett Whipple Law Firm, which was representing the lead defendant in the Nevada case, and that was Cliven Bundy.
They were acquitted, if I remember correctly, right?
We had 100% acquittals in both Oregon and Nevada. I should say, specifically Nevada, sort of wound down into a morass of dismissals, mostly due to prosecutorial misconduct. So I wouldn't call it acquittals by a jury. The jury had been sworn, but the judge finally put an end to the case after many evidentiary hearings, which exposed all kinds of lies and prosecutorial misconduct, and it finally came to an end.
Sounds like we should hire you.
Yeah. Well, I'm
great work, by the way. Great work.
Oh, yeah. It's funny because I started, I was just introducing myself. I'm an old-time libertarian activist, and I ended up working as the volunteer paralegal, believe it or not. I'm a fully licensed attorney in some jurisdictions, but not in Oregon. I ended up working as a paralegal for Ryan Bundy in the big trial in Oregon, and that was in 2016. That there were two separate cases. There was the standoff involving the cows in Nevada in 2014, which led to a huge indictment of 19 defendants. Then there was 2 years after that, Ammon Bundy, Ryan Bundy, and some other Bundys, and other some of the same people, actually, occupied a federal wildlife refuge in Oregon called the Malheur U.S. Fish and Wildlife Refuge. And they just took it over, basically, for over a month. Middle of winter, there were really no employees there, but the government was claiming that all these wonderful government employees were so scared, they fled. They were staying in high-priced dollar hotels on the coast of Oregon, apparently, with their families. They were living high on the hog, doing no work, but they were claiming that they'd been chased out of this wildlife refuge in the middle of winter, where there are no visitors to speak of, and they really don't. They all take vacations anyway. But anyway,
I was very confused. But do you happen to know what the Bundy's motive was for doing this? Because I don't remember now. And I was impressed by the ballsy nature that, you know, they essentially took over a government.
It was bold. It was bold. It was ballsy, downright ballsy. It's funny, if you were to ask the specific intent, it was mostly a protest of the treatment by the U.S. government of the Hammond family. Now, they were a ranch family in Oregon who had been put in prison for, essentially, okay, they have grazing rights on what are called public lands, federal lands, but they also have a ranch. And a lot of ranchers with lands, a lot of ranchers that are adjacent to public lands in the West have grazing rights, or they get permits to graze cattle on nearby federal lands.
Well, they don't have much choice because of the Louisiana Purchase. I mean, the federal government owns something like 90-something percent of the land to the west of the Mississippi River. So
it's a very high percentage. Yeah, and over the years, and by the way, arguably, they own the grass on those lands that are called public lands. They own the grass because they were promised the property rights of all improvements that they made when the settlers came to the West with all these homestead acts, or many acts of Congress. Anyway, we're getting deep into the woods here, but basically their argument for a lot of the ranchers, the Bundys have the same argument in Nevada. Their ancestors were there before the Bureau of Land Management ever existed.
Right.
Their ancestors came to Nevada when nothing was there, and they were promised by Congress, all these acts of Congress, and the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo with Mexico and all these other sources of law, that they own the grass, they own the improvements. So they were promised if you build roads, if you build stock ponds, bridges, fences, that's yours. Those are property rights. And it still to this day is recognized by most federal judges. You know, it gets really complicated. And what has happened over time is these administrative managerial agencies like Bureau of Land Management and U.S. Forest Service have constantly constricted and put these rights subject to all these permitting processes so that these ranchers are now, even though they own the grazing rights, they are made to get a 7-year grazing permit.
Yeah.
And each year the Bureau of Land Management or the Forest Service, depending on the situation, will tell them they can graze fewer and fewer cattle, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they're all, many ranchers are running into these problems. The Bundys back in about 1993 in Nevada just said, no, we're not going to put up with it anymore. We own the grazing rights. We own these with our ranch. And so they just have their cattle just grazing in the ranges. It's desert. It's not very fertile.
Right. Yeah.
Well, anyway, it's Nevada, right?
Yeah, it's Nevada. I mean, it's, you know, and by the way, the cows are practically wild animals. There's not much fat on them down there.
Okay.
But they've learned to make it, you know.
Yeah, and I imagine, you know, in that sort of situation, you don't need a lot of fencing and stuff like that because the cows can just sort of come and go as they please because you don't have neighbors that you have to worry about or, you know, worry about them getting into traffic or anything like that.
Yeah, it's an interesting situation because the federal government now hates them.
Of course, they don't like it when people stand up to them.
Yeah, it's such a strange situation because, for example, the U.S. Federal Forest Reserve Act of 1907 ends with a grandfather clause. And by the way, almost all the federal acts that involve these federal public lands in the West, virtually every one of these acts ends with a grandfather clause that says, nothing herein shall affect the property rights that already exist. Virtually every one of those acts of Congress. At the bottom of those acts, Congress includes a grandfather clause saying nothing that we say here, and that's true of the Taylor Grazing Act, the FLTMA, the Federal Land Policy Management Act, all of them. They recognize the property rights that have already existed. So if your great-great-grandfather came to the West before there was really, I mean, Wild West, built a stock pond, a fence, whatever, those are owned property by the descendants of the rancher. Anyway,
which makes sense. I mean, they improved it. They claimed it. No one else had claimed it. No one else had claimed it at that point, and it was therefore theirs.
Yeah.
The issue is that the federal government is, as I understand it, you know, trying to supersede that these days.
There's so many things going on. The federal management agencies now keep trying to restrict. Like, for example, the Bundys finally gave up trying to comply back in the 90s when they were told that they had to take all their cows off the range at a particular date and then bring them back at another date. Now, where do you put all these cows? How do you ship them? How do you take them out and put them back? They finally gave up trying to comply.
I want to be clear here. Did they have to get grazing rights for their own property?
No, they own, it's funny, they own their own little ranch, a few acres there, which is their own, you could say, deeded property. And they have grazing rights, which are, by the way, they have water rights recognized by the state of Nevada, which are very valuable in Nevada, in that desert area.
Mm-hmm.
And these are recognized. They were part of the original Mormon settlers that came to that area. And so they have, over the years, over the generations, they have built these water, you could call them canals in some cases, pipe systems to help water their cattle and whatnot. And those are owned by the family.
Hold that thought. We got to cut to a break. There's more coming up here with Roger Roots, who defended the Bundys in federal court. We're at Roger's campground, so come down and hang out with us. It is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. We're hanging out now with Roger Roots, who defended the Bundys in federal court. You were one of many, many attorneys who defended the Bundys in federal court. And tell us a bit more about that, because there were two different cases here. There was the Oregon case and the Nevada case, and both of them were sort of, they stemmed from the same thing, which is the Bureau of Land Management or some other federal organization coming around and saying, hey, this land that you've been using to allow your cattle to graze, allowing your cattle to graze, you can no longer do that.
Yeah. It's a convoluted story. Basically, there was a big standoff in Nevada at the original Bundy Ranch of Clive and Bundy in 2014. That was a major standoff where hundreds of Americans went down after watching some social media horror stories about what was going on. And basically, they showed up.
It sounds, I mean, we all know what happened at Ruby Ridge, right?
Yeah, and they call it a standoff. It was a legitimate standoff with armed Americans standing there carrying firearms. And the Bureau of Land Management actually gave the order to give up the cows. They had gathered 400 cows. They gave them up and let them run free and gave them back to the Bundys. And there were politicians involved, including the governors of Nevada and Utah. And a lot of politicians got involved in a different side. Anyway, it was a long story, but essentially, about a year and a half later, the Bundys hear about this family in Oregon, the Hammonds, who are facing prosecution for arson on public lands. And what they had done is they had lit a backfire to protect their ranch from forest fires, which were raging at that time. So they were trying to burn the grass prematurely before the forest before the fires got close, so the fires would not take out their ranch.
Yeah, right.
The fire, unfortunately, this might have been around like 2000, maybe 13, 12, I don't know. But the fire unfortunately got out of control and went on to what are called public lands. And the government accused the Hammonds of arson on federal lands. And they actually indicted them under a very particular statute that requires a 5-year mandatory minimum sentence.
Wow. Good Lord, that seems excessive for starting a fire, trying to protect your land, and it getting out of control. I mean, an out-of-control fire is a bad thing, right? There was a whole dinner reveal back in a few years ago that started this enormous fire that just wiped out large parts of California, if I remember correctly. But accidents happen, right? I mean, and it's every year these wildfires spring up. So whether some idiot with the gender reveal causes one or whether there's an accident of someone trying to protect their land, I take it as a given at this point that summer's here, we're going to hear about wildfires.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, bottom line, the Hammonds were convicted. A judge sentenced them lower than 5 years. The judge gave them sympathy and said, well, this does not merit 5 years in federal prison.
And you can do that with a mandatory minimum charge.
Here's what happened. So they check into federal prison and they do, actually the old man got maybe, I forget, a few months. The son got over a year, I think. They get out of prison. While the case is pending, the government appealed. The U.S. District of the DOJ appealed to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and won. So they're out back on the ranch after they've done their time, and the Ninth Circuit comes in with an order.
Okay, why did the Department of Justice appeal the case? They got their conviction, right?
Well, yes.
They wanted a stronger conviction?
They appealed on the grounds that the judge had sentenced them illegally too low.
Good Lord.
Yes. And the Bundys...
What monsters.
The whole thing is tragic. By the way, they were later fully pardoned by President Trump.
Good.
Fully pardoned later on.
They deserved it.
I just want to say before you go on, thank you for, first of all, being a liberty-oriented person, and then also the training of an attorney. You know, there aren't enough of those in the world. I respect the heck out of folks like you who, you know, have a freedom mind, but also lend your assistance to people who need it.
Yeah, it's most lawyers, as you know, it's 85% Democrat, probably. Well, it's hard to give. It depends on the situation and the state, but yeah, overwhelmingly, it's
my favorite joke is what's the difference between a catfish and a lawyer? One's a scum sucking bottom dweller, and the other one's a fish.
It's so true.
Well, when I think of lawyers, I think of, you know, the politician types. And when I think of, you know, defense attorneys, I think of attorneys rather than lawyers. I don't know if there's actually a distinction between the two, but in my mind there is. So let's get back to the story about the hemisphere, because they were released from prison. They had served their time. They were free at this point. And the Department of Justice is like, no, we wanted them to be sentenced more harshly for an accident that happened. And they won their appeal in the Ninth Circuit. So what happened after that?
So the Hammonds are back at work on the ranch, and they receive word that the Ninth Circuit agrees with the prosecutors and says, it's a mandatory 5-year mandatory minimum sentence. You've got to check back into federal prison and do more time.
I can't imagine how horrifying that is to have served your sentence that was immoral in the first place. And then you get out and they go, oh, no, you're not done yet. Come back for more.
Yeah, and the Bundys heard about this down in Nevada, okay? And the Bundys were outraged, and here's a fellow rancher also under the thumb of the federal tyrants. And so the Bundys go up there, I should say Ammon Bundy especially, and Ryan Bundy, two children of Cliven. And two oldest sons. Actually, I ought to take that back. Ammon is third oldest.
They're libertarians as well, if I remember
correctly. They are. You know, I can't say enough good things about the Bundy family. They are
hardcore
libertarians. You could say right-leaning type libertarians, you know, but hardcore libertarians. Just wonderful people. And they're people who are willing to put their money where their mouth is and make a stand.
That's what's most important, and that's what's inspiring about them, certainly.
They're such a great... I can't say enough good things about Ryan Bundy and Ammon Bundy and Cliven. Cliven's the patriarch. They're very courageous because it's very dangerous doing what they do.
Yeah, absolutely. So they heard about this. So what happened? Did the Hammonds actually go and check themselves back into prison, or was this, or did they end up not having to do that?
Unfortunately, they did, but not without hundreds of supporters showing up in their behalf, marching around the streets of Burns, Oregon at 0 degrees Fahrenheit, by the way. New Year's Eve 2000, it would have been about 2015. Basically Christmas through New Year's, there's hundreds of supporters of the Hammonds, led by the Ammon Bundy, and speeches were given in Burns, Oregon, small town. Eastern Oregon is so different from Western Oregon. It's barren, not the trees that you think of when you think of Oregon. Anyway, 0 degrees. The Hammonds were following their lawyer's advice, which is just check into prison and don't, you know. But the Bundys wanted them to actually make a hard stand. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. Yeah. Anyway, at the end of the parade march, Ammon Bundy and others decided, you know, let's make a bigger stand. Let's go out to this local wildlife refuge, which they barely knew much about, called the Malheur Wildlife Refuge, and let's just take it over and have a demonstration and a big protest.
So how did it resolve? Did the Hammonds ultimately get re-released from prison, or did they end up having to serve that barbaric sentence?
Meanwhile, the Hammonds checked into prison. While there were protesters taking over a wildlife refuge in their behalf, they voluntarily checked into prison. And as events played out, like I said, Trump actually pardoned them about a year and a half, 2 years later when Trump got elected.
That's excellent news. Well, it is Free Talk Live, and we are running out of time for this particular segment. So thank you, Roger Ruth, so much for joining us. People can find out more about what you're doing at LysanderSpoonerUniversity.com. Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
All right, thanks so much for joining us. It is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Emotions are charged on both sides of the abortion debate one day after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Crowds gathered in Washington and elsewhere around the country. One demonstration on Friday night took a dangerous turn of events.
Police in Cedar Rapids, Iowa are investigating after a protest against the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe versus Wade appeared to turn violent when a truck driver drove into demonstrators as they crossed a street during the demonstration. Video taken showed at least two women directly in front of the truck as it drove into them. One woman was hospitalized after her foot was run over. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
This is USA Radio News. The last of the 21 victims in the Uvalde, Texas school shooting at Robb Elementary School was laid to rest on Saturday. Uzziah Garcia's funeral was held at a Baptist church some 200 miles away in San Angelo, where he lived before moving to Uvalde last year. 19 children and two teachers were killed when a gunman opened fire a month ago. Police response to the incident has been heavily criticized ever since. Despite coming off of a no-confidence vote and two special elections where the Conservative Party lost, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson remains defiant.
Let's just be absolutely clear, Michelle. If you're saying you want me to undergo some sort of psychological transformation, I think that our listeners would know that is not going to happen.
Johnson on BBC Radio dismissed the special election defeats as predictable. His party mates believe that scandals involving COVID parties during lockdowns have damaged his effectiveness. Wall Street had a winning week at the close on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival here, year 19 of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Next year, I'm told it's going to be a big year. They're planning, as I've heard, and this is all just rumors, to actually decentralize the planning of the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Oh.
Where it's no longer the Free State Project that's responsible for it. It's just libertarians in general, sort of similar to how ForkFest is decentralized. I hope that actually plays out. Time will tell. I don't really expect the Free State Project to give up their power to do that, but who knows? They might. But with you today, it's Aria and the Captain, and we're joined now by Crosby, the owner of this beautiful park, this exceedingly well-maintained park. I can only imagine how much work it actually takes to make this happen. So thank you so much for allowing the event to take place here.
Yeah, we can.
It's our privilege to have you here every year. We've been, this is the 19th year?
It is the 19th year.
Of which 17 of those were spent right here at Rogers. Two of them were spent at Gunstock.
Oh, see, I thought it had always been here.
No, they had 2 years where they went down to Gunstock, and then they came back.
Okay, well, I can't say I blame them. I've never been to Gunstock. I mean, this is actually the only camping ground I've really spent any substantial amount of time at. But it's also the largest in New Hampshire, and they managed to bring it to capacity, right?
We are chock full this weekend.
Yeah. I can tell. I mean, I think it's more packed this year than it was even last year. But I've noticed that this year, whatever you did in the interim, the facilities are handling the capacity this year. Where last year, some of the bathrooms were closed and stuff like that. This year, that doesn't seem to be an issue.
Well, I tell you the truth. We, as I've always said this all the way along, the only time we get into trouble is abuse.
Is with what?
Abuse. In other words, water is overused and stuff like that.
Sure.
People don't watch what they're doing. They don't shut off the faucets and things of that nature.
Or they're flushing things they shouldn't.
Yeah.
I can imagine there's a bunch of that.
We have all kinds of things. We have bottles going down. And
good Lord.
All kinds of things going in. Anything to clog it up.
Yeah.
So far this year, we've been very lucky. We've only had one clog up, and so far, knock on wood, the water situation has been very good. And we're right at the very end, so we're looking forward to completing it in glory.
Right? I mean, this is the last big day. Tomorrow, tomorrow, a lot of these people are going to be packing up and leaving. It seems like this is probably one of the most successful Porcupine Freedom Festivals that's ever been had here. I mean, everything is going smoothly. To my knowledge, there hasn't been any real problems. There was, as you said, one toilet that was clogged. But, I mean, that's minor.
We've got to have that.
Yeah. There's more than 3,000 people here, presumably. That's impressive. That's the only issue that's really happened. So we have ForkFest coming up next week that's going into, the July 4th celebration. On what day can we expect the fireworks? Is there going to be a fireworks show, I suppose?
Right now there's going to be a fireworks show, and I believe it's on Sunday.
Sunday, excellent. I look forward to it. I mean, last year it was delayed a bit because of a drought, but I don't think we're in a drought at the moment, and I don't think they're anticipating one, are they?
We're not really in a drought, but to be honest, we got really not sufficient snow cover.
Oh, is that what it was?
For the winter.
Okay.
Which really caused us the problems and put us behind getting open, because without that, we end up with frozen pipes and things of this nature.
So
snow insulates.
That's really interesting. I would not have expected it to be. So was there significantly less snow this year? I didn't pay attention. I mean, especially not here in the White Mountains.
In this particular area.
Yeah.
Okay.
In this particular area.
And I imagine it also helps with, water reservoirs, because snow melts and it becomes water. And at that point, there's water is useful. So it's absolutely beautiful what is going on here.
I just want to say real quick, thank you for continuing to host these events for us. There are freedom-loving people at both ForkFest and ForkFest that probably will never get a chance to say thank you. So on behalf of all of those people, I know they appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate the people, too. To tell you the truth, Monday morning, we'll come out here and look, and this place will be immaculate. You can eat off the grass. this group is just, they're amazing on how they keep places clean, they do things, and the politeness. The kids are unbelievable. There's 600 kids here this day.
Whew.
And these kids are yes, sir, no, sir, thank you, sir, and things of that nature. It's really amazing that the whole group is so responsible, and it's fun to work with them, to tell you the truth.
I remember a number of years ago, it was standard that, at the end of the day, after you had packed everything up, the park rangers would come through and make sure that your campsite was, spotless, there wasn't trash laying around. I don't believe they still do that, though. And it didn't create any more trash. As you mentioned, you come out here Monday after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it's not trash, which is amazing after, a week of 3,000 people being here, partying and having a good time. And the kids, what amazes me about the Porcupine Freedom Festival is how industrious the kids are. Like, even if they're just selling bottles of water or something, they're out there trying to earn money. I did hear for the first time today, a little kid at the top of the hill asked someone if they could just have 50 cents.
Oh.
And that was the first time I had ever heard that.
Panhandling action, huh?
Yeah, because usually it's like, hey, can I sell you this for 50 cents or something?
Yeah, I bought one of these maps for a dollar from a kid yesterday.
So it's very cool, and, again, thank you for having it here. There's nowhere else that could possibly accommodate this volume of people. If we weren't allowed to have it here, it would have to be split over multiple weeks at some smaller campground, and it would just not be as fun. There would be competition between, oh, I want to be there for the good week. And it's just, it would just be an absolute nightmare. I've heard rumors. Now, I know you're trying to sell the place.
I'm getting old.
It's hard to tell. Because you're always out here working hard to maintain the place. So I get it. You know, it's definitely hard to tell. But you are looking to sell the place. There's always rumors going around among libertarians that there's a scheme to buy it, right? And I know the recent one is like, look, if we just get 300 people to each contribute $10,000, then we could buy the place. And right, Captain laughs because I know libertarians, and that what I know of libertarians is that scheme is absolutely mad. It will never happen.
It'll never work.
Hard enough to get three libertarians to agree on things, much less 300.
And I remember when we talked with you last year, there was a possibility that, you know, you weren't going to be the owner this year, though you had someone in the pipeline to sell it. So it's good to see you again. I know you want to retire, right?
To be honest with you, you know, I've been here 24 years, and you get a certain amount of pride after 24 years.
Mm-hmm.
The people who were going to buy it, my initial approach to these people were, the guy came up to me, he sat down, he talked to me for a little while, that was going to be the manager of this place. And I called back to Utah where the money people were coming from, and I said, look, I'll tell you right now, this guy's not capable.
Oh, and wow.
So you're sending me people that can't do the job.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Now, as I tell people, I am an ex-millionaire because I didn't take the money.
Yeah, that's amazing. See, I would have assumed it was something like the financing fell through or something like that. To know that you're unwilling to give it to someone who you truly don't believe can do the job, that's impressive. Not many people would turn down that money and no. You know, retire. So I totally understand why you take pride in this, though. It's absolutely, the view is phenomenal, and the campground is immaculately kept. And
I'll tell you that our biggest problem is getting help.
I can imagine. I mean,
we have a difficult time finding people to
work.
Seems
to be going around, too.
And what?
Seems to be going around. A lot of people can't find help these days.
Well, we went down. We thought, you know, there was a large group of Afghanistan down in Lowell, Mass. And we went down to see if we couldn't get two couples to come up so we would have some maintenance people and things.
Right.
They're coming. We'd like to work for you, but the United States government is paying us for 7 more months not to work.
That's so frustrating.
When you're getting people paid to not work, it makes it hard to get people to work.
Absolutely. There's more coming up here from Free Talk Live. We are at Rogers Campground at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. If you're at Site 46, if you're here and want to hang out with us, there's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to make lacking glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that Green Meadow Whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live from the Porcupine Festival here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Joined now by Mark, it's Aria, and we're talking with Crosby, the owner of the park. But before we get back into that, I want to tell you about Truth Smacks. If you like trail mix, Truth Smacks is the way to go. You can check it out at truthsmacks.com. They're called that because each bag has a number of truth quotes on the back, and it comes in two varieties. There's original flavor and peppermint infused. It also comes in two sizes, so check it out at truthsmacks.com. They only use raw, unadulterated ingredients, none of this overly processed crap. So if you're looking for something that's not going to put you in an early grave, truthsmacks.com is the best place to find it. That's truthsmacks.com. And as I mentioned, we're joined here by Crosby, owner of the park here. And you were just talking about, I want to carry on this story, because you were talking about how you went out to find some employees, because it's difficult, I imagine, here in Lancaster to just find employees in general. And you went down to Massachusetts in order to find some refugees from one of these war-torn places, or I don't know exactly where they're from. I think you said they were from Afghanistan.
From Afghanistan, yeah.
And you wanted to hire them as someone who could, you know, do maintenance on the property for you. And they told you, no, thank you. Because the U.S. government was giving them free money, basically. It was paying them not to work. And we see this a lot here in the United States. A lot of these people making like $20,000 to $30,000 a year or something like that, they get a lot of welfare benefits.
Yeah, it's not good money, but it's good enough not to work.
Yes. But
and
I mean, even the
they
people
would have
who
to
do
give
work,
up that money in order to get a job.
Yes. And that's the same issue we have with people who are making $20,000 to $30,000 a year. The rest, if they moved up and got a raise or a better job, they would lose all of those benefits.
And some of them estimate that, you know, they need to get a raise of $20,000 to $30,000 per. They need to basically have their wage doubled in order to remove those benefits. This is a completely broken system. And the result of it is, you know, the $5 gas prices and the food shortages and all of the other stuff that we see. How have the shortages and all of this affected you as the owner of Rogers Campground here?
Well, the big thing is...
Go ahead. She's fine. She is spooked by other dogs occasionally. When she meets them, she's completely happy. But I don't even think she's barking at them in anger or, you know,
warning. Not with a tail wag. Look at that tail wag.
Yeah, I think she just wants to get their attention and get them to come play with her. I don't think it's aggression on her part. She's just trying to get their attention, I think. But it is distracting. So the shortages and all of that, how has that affected you?
Well, we always have shortages because here we are, as you mentioned, up in the northern part of the state. And supplies are very difficult to get. Now inventories, people no longer have an inventory. You have to bring stuff in or you have to run all the way to Concord or Manchester to get it. And a lot of times it's not there. Prices are gone sky high. We use, because of the 40 acres that we mow here, we use obviously a lot of diesel fuel because all our machines are diesel.
I can only imagine the
fuel. Is diesel higher than unleaded at this point?
Oh, way high.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Way high. Yeah.
I can only imagine the cost of fuel to have this, because you have to cut the grass, I imagine, fairly often.
At this time of the year, we do actually every 5 days.
Whew.
Right.
You stop,
and you got to start again.
That's it. We put one guy out in the back and one guy out in the front, and we tell them to meet in the middle. And that usually takes 2.5 to 3 days to do.
And then you have to do it again?
And then you start all over again.
Wow.
Yeah, and then they call in sick or they whatever goes on. You know, it's never ending.
It actually is. It's frustrating to hear you're having such a hard time finding help here. I've noticed that the main employees don't seem to change very much from 1 year to the next. Like the people who are working, I've got to pause it. That is loud. Sorry about that. A very loud aircraft flew by, so we had to very quickly pause the shows. I don't even know where we left off at, other than, you know, the
difficulty of getting people.
Yes. I've noticed
our problem is not, there's people here, but with the pandemic and everybody leaving, basically a lot of the people who came in were a lot older than employable people.
Right.
So it made it really difficult.
I can imagine.
Is that in the area?
Are leaving. Young people are leaving here. Young people are leaving this area very rapidly.
I imagine they're moving to Massachusetts.
And when I explain old people like me, we cost money. We're definitely not a free group. I mean, it's going to cost money.
Absolutely. Mark, you had a question?
I was just wondering if we're talking about the region here? So if it's young people that are moving out of the sort of, what is this, the Notches, Coos County, is that what your experience is?
It's difficult to keep young people here. Yeah. People go off, they get educated, they come back, they want to, you know, exercise what their education is.
Right.
There's no place to do it because there's just no industry up here.
Right. Yeah, I imagine they move south to Massachusetts or something like that, or to Manchester. Yeah. So that's frustrating to hear because, I mean, this is a place that deserves a good staff. And keeping staff from previous years, it allows them to, you know, as you mentioned, it allows them to create a sort of sense of pride about what they're doing. And it's hard to do that when, you know, there's a pandemic, quote, pandemic going on. So the pandemic, it seems, is officially over. I remember last year, or was it 2 years ago?
2 years ago, and that was a big year. That was a bad year.
Yeah, we had to sign a membership form. We had to become members of the Rogers Campground Club or something to that effect in order for you to continue having the festival here.
Yeah, we got a little grief because the town is very supportive.
I can imagine. I mean, it brings in a huge crowd each year.
We have a very good town relationship with whether it be the town manager all the way to the police and the fire and everybody else. The ambulance thing has experienced the last couple of days when the ambulance had to come in. They were here in 3 minutes with no problems.
Wow, that's impressive.
So they were good. So we have a very good relationship with them. But, you know, the town can't help you.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if they could, but they have their problems getting people, too.
Yeah, I can only imagine, you know, what that's like up here in the mountains. So you mentioned that you have a great relationship with the town and stuff like that. You know, I'm not from here. I don't live in Lancaster or anything like that. How do they feel about all of these people coming in for the Porcupine Freedom Festival each year? I realize that to some of them, you know, it's an influx of money suddenly that wasn't here the week before. But libertarians are also, you know, loud and sometimes boisterous. And how do they feel about, you know, this large community of people just coming in once a year?
After 19 years, they've sort of decided maybe we better accept them.
That's a fair point. Because
actually, I don't think, you know, you're always going to have the mouth.
Sure.
The one that's going to mouth off about something that they know nothing about.
Yeah.
And you're going to have them in every town. And we have them. We have them. They sit downtown and they hang out on the meters and stuff like that and collect welfare. But they can start rumors.
Well, they got to do something when they're not working.
But the merchants say, wait a minute, these guys are spending money here, and they're spending a lot of money here.
Yeah, I would think they would be spending a great deal of money in town.
Right. I mean, there's nothing to go into. My understanding is that the local grocery store, Shaw's, goes up 8% in gross during this week.
Wow.
Which is a considerable amount of money at this time of the year when we're in the middle of the vacation time and things like that, and people are vacationing up here and going to their camps and so forth. We have a bigger population.
Do the managers of Shaw's and Walmart and the stores that are in the vicinity, do they get a hold of you to find out exactly when Pork Fest is going to be, or they just go to the website to find that out?
A lot of times we'll stop and tell them, especially like the restaurants. We'll tell them. And not only that, to be honest with you, the police even do it for us.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's curious. Everyone knows there's stuff going on here that is questionable from a legal perspective. But, I mean, the police never seem to bother the Porcupine.
You know,
I
tell you, let's go back way back in the year one. Year one, we had 500 drunks who came in and smoked pot and laid on the hillside until the sun came out and baked them, and then they all got off the hillside. Those 500 drunks now have gotten married and they got kids.
Yeah.
And the attitude and the whole aura about the whole thing is like it's a much more grown-up party.
It is.
People are coming in and, you know, I mean, you can't act bad in front of your kids.
That's an excellent point.
That's too bad, anyway.
That's a really good way of putting it. The Porcupine Freedom Festival, I guess, has grown up. It's matured. It's no longer the rowdy state that it was. Even just a few years ago, I remember the Porcupine Freedom Festival being significantly wilder. There were more raves. There was more open stuff being done that was questionably illegal. So, Crosby, thank you so much for joining us. We are here at Rogers Campground. Find it at rogerscampground.com. And we are here until July the 3rd. You can check us out at forkfest.party because we're going to be here. Free Talk Live is going to be here. There is more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.